Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Right now on 100 Yards of Football. It's a 2022 NCAA game preview. Can Kirby Smart and the defending national champions, the Georgia Bulldogs, they'll have to start the 2022 season against the familiar face, former defensive coordinator, Dan Lanning. Lanning is now the head coach at Oregon, and his Ducks will head to Atlanta for a week one showdown against his old squad. Will Georgia find a way to beat his former coordinator, or will the Ducks get the upper hand and pull off a major upset? We'll find out by going to Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, right here, and peer into his crystal ball. It's Georgia versus Oregon, right here on 100 Yards of Football. Buckle your seatbelts.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I truly appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. September the 3rd, trying to get my head adjusted here a little bit. September the 3rd, it's not far away. The college football season is going to kick off on Labor Day in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium here in Atlanta, the Chick-fil-A Classic. And, man, you couldn't have a better matchup than Georgia Dawgs, defending national champions, taking on the Oregon Ducks. So if you like the video, please come in and share it. We surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. First, I'm going to break down the Oregon Ducks. 2,600 miles. We coming in from the Northwest. Phil Knight. Money isn't going to be a problem. You're looking at the Oregon Ducks football team. I want to say congratulations to Dan Lanning for getting the head coaching job. I got a little bit of likeness to Dan Lanning because he coached at the University of Memphis back, I believe, 2015, 2016 under Mike Norvell. So, Coach, congratulations. You did an outstanding job as the D coordinator for Georgia last year, a national championship defense that sent 5 stars to the NFL. So as this is your first chance as being the head coach at Oregon. But make no bones, as I break down the Ducks, this is a football team that's going to be very serious, and it's a good football team. Mario Cristobal didn't need a cover bearer. Now, let's talk about the quarterback position. A familiar face. His name is Bo Nix. Played 3 years at Auburn. 7,200 yards. 39 touchdowns. 6 INTs. But I'm going to be honest with you. Bo Nix, you didn't do what you're supposed to do at Auburn, man. You underachieved. Now, I don't know if that was due to Gus Malzahn, Brian Harsin. You having 3 different offensive coordinators. But things are rough for you on the plains. There's no question about it. Because when you came out of high school, there was a gentleman that told me, he'd go by the initials of BM. You know what I'm talking about? Since that you was a no-miss prospect and you was going to lead Auburn to a national championship. But however, it didn't happen for you at Auburn in 3 years. But I tell you this, you come into a very good football program. Now you come into a program that's got a coaching change, but you got an offensive coordinator, Kellen Dillingham, that coached you as a freshman at Auburn, and you had your best season as a freshman at Auburn. So Bo Nix, you're coming back to the Georgia Dome and you're familiar with the area. Your grandfather also was a head coach of Northside over there in Warren Robins. Conrad, so I know a little bit about your history, but you're coming home to lead a good Oregon football team. The thing about Bo Nix and the Oregon offense is that it's going to be really crucial as that Oregon returns all these starters on the offensive line. Alex Forsythe, NFL talent. Stephen Jones, NFL talent. Blake Frischer, NFL talent. Then Oregon has, and you know the Ducks, they always have speed on the outside. Troy Franklin can run. Seven McAfee can run. And then most of all, you're going to have to replace the running game. You lost Travis Dye in the transfer portal. But that's all right, you Oregon. You're going to be able to run the football. But this is where Oregon is going to be strong. And I'm very, very curious to see how they play against Georgia's offense in the first game. That defense got all stars on it. Noah Sewell. Even though his brother's up there playing offensive tackle for the Detroit Lions at 6'3", 350. Last year, he had 114 tackles. On the year, 4 sacks. No question about it, he might be the best linebacker in all of college football. Justin Flo, his running partner. He's been injured a lot of his career over there at Oregon, but last year he had a coming out party before he got injured. He played in 4 games, I believe he had 8.5 tackles for loss. Two of the best linebackers in the country. Then in his secondary, Casey Rogers, an outstanding football player. Brandon Dorrance, a safety, 44 tackles on the year. Another excellent football player. And then in nickelback, I saw him playing high school at Morrill High School. Kudos to you, Coach Weeks, at Morrill High School, Clayton County. Jamar Hill, who had two interceptions in that Pac-12 championship game a couple of years ago. Local kid out of Atlanta. So the Ducks are coming with a real good football team. Now let's go on the side with the Dogs. Georgia. I'm going to be honest with you. Let's start the offense at the quarterback position. I was one of those guys that didn't think Stetson Bennett can get the job done. I'm going to be honest. Throughout the season, I thought Georgia, to win the national championship, they had to go to JT Daniels. And I kept waiting for that to happen, but I give credit to Kirby Smart. You hung in there with the young man, and he proved me wrong and a lot of other people wrong. Let's start with his stats. 2,800 yards on the year, 29 touchdowns, 7 INTs. But what was so impressive about Stetson Bennett, I'm going to say it to you face-to-face here on 100 Yards Football, man. Against Michigan, use the offensive MVP, you play lights out. Against Alabama on the biggest stage, you made the biggest throws, lights out. You was a champion among a champion. That's why Georgia's going to be strong offensively, because they got a guy who proved everybody wrong last year that's under center. At the running back position offensively, Georgia lost Zamir White and James Cook. But that's all right, though. Kendon Milton and Kenny McIntosh are going to make y'all forget them. Kenny McIntosh averaged over 5 yards a carry. Kendon Milton averaged over 4 yards a carry. Don't worry about it. We're going to be thinking about them in the afterlife. But this is where I think Georgia is really strong. If there's no better tight end room that I ever seen in my 62 years in college football, Brock Bowers, Danielle Washington, Arik Gilbert, all of them are top first round NFL talent. I never seen that ever in my lifetime. And I've never seen a freshman tight end like Brock Bowers have the impact he did. 13 touchdowns last year. Touchdown in that championship game. Second coming of Keith Jackson when he was at Oklahoma. Second coming of Kellen Winslow. And then think about Georgia's offensive line. Tech Ratledge, NFL talent. Cedric Van Pratt, NFL talent. Broderick Jones. I know one of his coaches from Lithonia High School out there and Stone Mountain. Going to be starting offensive tackle position. He's going to be a top 10 pick. Outstanding. Then the receivers, Lance McCaukey, Kerris Jackson, A. Mitchell. Help me, Jesus. And I'd even bring up the fastest guy on the team, Adrian Smith. Georgia's going to be explosive offensively. But this is where everybody's asking whether or not Georgia is going to be able to take it to another level and whether or not they're going to come out of the gates real well. Defensive side of the ball. Of course, you don't replace five starters going to the NFL draft in the first three rounds. That's impossible. But I tell you, Kirby Smart is recruited at a high level. I don't think we have to be worried about nothing when it comes to Georgia defense, because they're going to have the best defensive tackle in the country in Jalen Carter. They're going to have the best DB in the country in Kellen Ringo. And they're going to have the best safety, one of the top three, Christopher Smith. And then Nolan Smith, who elected not to go in the draft at the defensive end slash linebacker position. He's going to be a top pick in the first round of the NFL draft. Georgia, coming out of the gates, might not be as good as last year's defense, but I guarantee you during midseason, they're going to be in the laws as one of the top defenses in the country. And remember this name on defense as I look at my notes. This gentleman, Jamon Dumas Johnson, nicknamed Pops. All indications, you think Quan Walker was good. You think N'Kobe Dean was good. You think Channing Tindall was good. I heard this young man is going to make us forget about all of them. So Oregon versus Georgia. You're bringing the Oregon team that's coming 2,600 miles, field night, money ain't no problem. Dan Lanning, his first game out of the gates. Oregon is going to be a tough out. But I think Georgia, the thing with me with the University of Georgia, can you run it back? They have not been getting a lot of respect, ranked number three in the CBS poll this year. And a lot of people haven't given Georgia a lot of respect. I even heard one Paul Feinbaum said he thinks Stetson Bennett is going to take a step back. I wouldn't bet on that, man. So in this opening game this year, I think the Georgia Bulldogs are going to come out of the gates roaring. I think Uga's going to have a good treat after the game. Georgia 34, Oregon 17. I think Kirby Smart is here to stay with this Georgia football program. I think in the first game of the year, I've taken the Dogs 34-17 on Oregon. Dan Lanning, it's going to be a nice homecoming. Bo Nix, you're going to have some early, early moments in the game. But when it's all said and done, Georgia's just too talented, too deep, and Kirby Smart is recruited at a high level.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. And thank you for my introduction, man, Mr. Mark Bass. Georgia, one more time. Opening game of the year, 34, Oregon 17. It's Stetson Bennett's time. And it's the great Ray Charles. Georgia, old Georgia, go Dogs. Unbelievable. The Georgia Bulldogs. Can they run it back? Thank you. God bless.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.